forgot I was supposed to start the show. I wasn't.
It's overtime.
All right, I got
There's
it.
No rules.
I got
There's
it.
No...
Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
We'll leave this all in. Ready?
Yeah.
Overtime.
It's not bad.
Here we are.
Gets the people moving.
A little bit of inspiration from the Edmonton Oilers play-by-play guy, Jack Michaels, who does his little overtime bit similar to that. So he's the inspiration. Maybe I'll start using that a little bit.
Yeah.
I say that, and then every time we do this, I change it because I forget.
It's provocative.
But welcome to Necro Overtime. Ooh, we're fired up. All kinds of stuff.
A lot of good things in the news. So we said, let's make an overtime show.
Yeah, that's what we said. I did not click any of the links you sent, but I saw the headlines.
Of course you didn't.
I didn't click them either.
Naturally. Why would you?
They all looked very good and relevant. All topics we have covered in the past.
Headline reading motherfuckers.
There was, but it's, I feel like the last few overtimes, like we've covered Casey Anthony quite a bit. What else? There was something else we've covered multiple times.
Scott Peterson.
We did that one once recently, but people seem to
Jeffrey Epstein.
Have thoughts on Scott Peterson. Hopefully they went back and checked out that Patreon series available at patreon.com/necronomipod. A 3-part Patreon series.
That was a good one.
It's not all fucking jerking off on Patreon.
No.
We cover real topics.
Serious reporting and journalistic podcasting going on there as well.
At least 2 real shows a month. And then 1 like fun show, like a news or a sex stories type thing.
It's usually 3 though. Most of the time, just 3.
We try.
Solid, we try
to make it 3
a month. Yeah,
yeah.
News story occasionally, but yeah.
And maybe we drink a little bit more. Maybe a little more alcohol.
What happens?
Ian's like, what the fuck?
A little looser. So, yeah, Scott Peterson was a big one.
Yeah.
People got all riled up about our thoughts on that.
The L.A. Innocence Project is taking a look at his case. The L.A. Innocence Project, not the nationally recognized Innocence Project, the Los Angeles Innocence Project. Los Angeles.
And there's a lot more thoughts on the full series available at patreon.com/necronomipod.
Lots of thoughts.
But today we have some new
not
things.
Not thoughts. Thoughts.
That's true. We talk about thoughts on this show sometimes.
Yes, we do.
But alas, that story is not. Feature that. What do we got up first?
We have a story about Amelia Earhart.
Ooh.
Do you guys remember who Amelia Earhart was?
I do.
We did an episode on her.
Was that Patreon or was that a live Sunday?
That was a regularly scheduled Sunday show.
All right.
She was super interesting.
It was a really good show.
She was way ahead of her time, pioneering female pilot.
She was not a thought.
I don't think so, no.
She was like a nurse back in World War One.
She did all kinds of stuff.
A lot of stuff I didn't know about her. That was a fun episode.
And she was, her plane went down when she was trying to fly around the circle of the globe for the first time. First female pilot to fly around the planet. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And then we just lose her, right? Like we just, like communication just shut off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't I say that the Bermuda Triangle swallowed her up and then it was just my ignorance because it's the wrong ocean.
It was.
I don't remember that. Yes.
He thought the Bermuda Triangle got her and no, it was the Pacific. Nowhere near the Bermuda Triangle. I remember that. It happens. You think of planes disappearing, you think the Bermuda Triangle. It's a Mandela effect, maybe.
Hey, people.
Possibly.
Pal, there are people right now who have theories with worse facts than you do. So don't feel so bad. Worse wrong facts, excuse me.
Here's the update. It's from CNN. Explorers say they think they've found Amelia Earhart's long-lost plane. Groundbreaking aviator Amelia Earhart's tragic and mysterious disappearance while flying over the Pacific Ocean has captivated the world for nearly 87 years, spurring on countless investigations and expeditions for answers on what happened to the beloved pilot. The most recent group to join the search, a team of underwater archaeologists and marine robotics experts with Deep Sea Vision, an ocean exploration company based in Charleston, South Carolina, says it may have found a clue that could bring some closure to Earhart's story. By using sonar imaging, a tool for mapping the ocean floor that uses sound waves to measure the distance from the seabed to the surface, the group has spotted an anomaly in the Pacific Ocean more than 16,000 feet underwater that resembles a small aircraft. The team believes that anomaly could be a Lockheed 10E Electra, the 10-passenger plane that Earhart was piloting when she went missing while attempting to fly around the world. Aren't there tons of, like, World War II fighter planes at the bottom of the ocean over there?
You would think that there's a lot. I wonder, I'm interested to hear why they think it's hers.
Yeah. Deep Sea Vision announced the find through an Instagram post on Saturday, January 27th. Quote, some people call it one of the greatest mysteries of all time. I think it actually is the greatest mystery of all time. That's what you just said.
All right, pal.
That's the worst quote I've ever heard.
I don't think you know how to talk.
Oh, wait. Let me. Some people call it one of the greatest mysteries of all time. I think it actually is the greatest mystery of all time.
I don't think you know how to read.
That nuance. I missed that. Said the company's CEO, Tony Romeo, a pilot and former Air Force intelligence officer. We have an opportunity to bring closure to one of the greatest American stories ever. The imagery was taken roughly 100 miles away from Howland Island, Romeo said, the next spot where Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan were expected to land following their last takeoff from Ley, Papua New Guinea. The pair was declared lost at sea after an extensive 16-day search conducted by the U.S. government. Deep Sea Vision scanned more than 5,200 square miles of the ocean floor using an advanced autonomous underwater vehicle known as a Hugin 6000, which maps the seabed using sonar technology.
Was it navigated with a PlayStation controller?
You know what? All signs point to the fact that it was not.
Because it didn't blow up.
Because it didn't implode. That's right. Yeah. The company's expedition began in early September 2023 and ended in December. While it's possible that this could be a plane and maybe even Amelia's plane, it is too premature to say that definitively. It could also be noise in the sonar data, something geologic or some other plane, said Andrew Petrushka, an underwater archaeologist at Scripps Institution of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego, and lead archaeologist for Project Recover, an organization dedicated to finding MIA soldiers and aircraft from World War II. Ah, there you go. That being said, if I was searching for Amelia's plane and had this target in the data set, I would want to interrogate it further. So I don't know. It might be a little early, but they think they might have it. The new sonar image of the proposed missing aircraft is of particular interest because of the anomaly's proximity to Howland Island, which I think is where they always thought she crashed, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
In Earhart's last communications, her radio transmissions progressively got stronger as she got closer to Howland Island, indicating she was nearing the island before she disappeared. However, the plane-shaped object found by Deep Sea Vision lacks certain features of Earhart's Lockheed Electra, such as the twin engines, according to David Jordan, the co-founder and president of Nauticos, a deep ocean exploration company that has conducted search operations for the lost aircraft.
Well,
so there's some debate.
I would hope it's the same plane that she was flying, if we're going to call it possibly hers. But at the same time, who knows what damage, you know.
Yeah.
It suffered.
That's true. I mean, the twin engine could have broke apart at the bottom. They see some shapes in there that leads them to believe that this might be the plane.
Have they found Amelia Earhart?
No.
Well, okay. So we can't be sure.
But remember there was that really good theory that she survived the actual crash and made it to that island because there was that campfire that was found.
Yeah.
That had fish bones in it.
Yeah.
But they were eaten. Not the way that indigenous people to that area would have eaten it.
I forgot all about that.
There were all kinds of stuff. And there was purported...
That was... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The pictures of her, like, on a Japanese island, too. Like, they thought that the Japanese took her prisoner as well, was another theory. Because there's a picture... Where was it? Like, it kind of resembled her. Mm-hmm. You couldn't tell who it was, but it was somewhere the Japanese had taken over during the war.
But it was almost one of those photos like the Rockefeller photo, right? We're like, yes. Oh, he's still alive. He wasn't yes. eaten. Was that Patreon? Did we? I don't remember what that Rockefeller episode was.
No, it was the Sunday one.
Okay. Man, I forgot how interesting that episode was.
Mm-hmm. It's a great story, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool theories about what could have happened to her. Interesting theories.
Sure, sure.
So the interesting thing, too, about her story was that she wasn't the first female aviator. She wasn't the first female flying. She was, like, 15th or 16th. Like, there was a bunch of women before her that never really got acknowledged.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That was part of the stuff we talked about, I think.
I know exactly who you're talking about, too, because there was, like, some plane race, something in, like, she, one of them, never mind. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I can't remember.
Okay.
It's one of those mysteries at the museums in the back of my head about, you know, like early female aviators. And I can't coherently put together my thoughts.
I've been there before. That. And the worst part is later tonight when we're done recording, you're going to remember. That's right. And you're like, motherfucker, I could have been so much more articulate with this and explained it. That happens to me so many times with this damn show. As soon as we like, I get home and I'm like sitting down and like, just like clearing my head. I'm like, fucking Christ. I knew what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Well, regardless, the early history of female aviation is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you might think happened back then. And, you know.
Yeah.
Since women weren't allowed to vote and stuff, they were, you know, but they were up flying, you know, small planes and stuff. Very cool.
All right. Well, apparently there will be more updates on this one.
Yeah, more to come. They see something down there they think is it. Or they might just be trying to make a name for themselves. Because
also that.
Been getting some pushback from some people. So we'll see.
What they see, too, like what they're all excited about probably just looks like shit to like every like average people.
You're like, what the fuck is that?
It gets me on Skinwalker Ranch all the time. Like they'll look at some like readings or something on the screen, just looks like black and white shit. I'm like, they're all getting fired up.
Why? Yeah. What? I don't get it. What am I missing?
All right. Next up from NBC News, woman involved in Slender Man attack as a child again seeks release from psychiatric institute. This is January 29th, a couple days ago, a Wisconsin judge had a hearing scheduled for Monday in the case of a woman who wants to be released from a mental institution that she was committed to after she pleaded guilty to repeatedly stabbing a sixth grade classmate in order to please the horror character Slender Man. Remember that guy, Slender Man?
Yes.
Not Fat Ass Man, is the opposite. His nemesis, Slender Man. Why isn't there like a fat ass man. That'd be a good one, too.
No one's seen him yet. He's too quick. He's too quick.
This marks the second time that Morgan Geiser, now 21, has asked a judge to release her from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Do you think that place travels around the country? The Winnebago Health? Like pulled on a fifth wheel by a Dodge Ram?
Sounds about
3500
right.
Or something?
Probably.
Or do Winnebagos drive themselves? I don't know.
Oh, they might be the ones that drive themselves.
Do they? Maybe.
I don't do camping.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you a single thing about it.
You want to talk hotels? We'll talk hotels all day. Talking about fucking Winnebagos.
Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Boren set a scheduling conference for Monday on Geiser's request to be released, which she submitted on January 16th. Geiser asked the judge to order a new round of medical tests and grant her conditional release if the results are favorable. Geiser and Anissa Wire were 12 years old in 2014 when they lured sixth grade classmate Peyton Lutner to a Waukesha park after a sleepover. Geiser stabbed Lutner repeatedly while Wire egged her on. Lutner suffered 19 stab wounds and barely survived, according to medical staff. Geiser pleaded guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide in a deal with prosecutors, and a judge sent her to the psychiatric institute after determining she had mental illness. Wire pleaded guilty to attempted second-degree intentional homicide and was also sent to the psychiatric facility after a judge found she was suffering from a mental illness at the time of the attack. Wire was granted a conditional release in 2021 to live with her father and was ordered to wear a GPS monitor. So the other girl's been out for a couple of years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Should she get out?
She wants out of a psychiatric hospital. Is that what it was?
Yes.
To be free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 21 now. Mm-hmm. Something she did in middle school.
I guess it just depends on, I don't know, the victim's family. I think that they should have a say in it. And then I guess if she's taking her medicine, if she's participated in meaningful treatment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Has she shown progress, I guess? Like, has she shown that she's...
Yeah, I don't think there's enough information in that story to make a call or have an opinion one way or the
really
other.
That's really tough. That's a rough story, too.
They fucked that girl up, though. They almost killed her.
Oh, yeah. They left her for dead.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The family should definitely have a say in it. And then I feel like it should be a really hard look at, like, how she's...
Yeah.
You know... Is she taking her medication properly?
Yeah, I mean, what are her doctors saying? What improvements has she shown, I guess?
I don't think mentally ill middle school girls should be sentenced to life in prison. So you can't keep her there forever.
I mean, in theory, I agree. I think everything's case by case, of course. But I understand. I agree. When did they say a decision will be made? Or what? It's just starting the process?
Yeah, schedule a hearing for... I think the hearing was this week. I didn't see any updates on it, though. Next week.
Next week.
This is the end of the week. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So yet another follow-up, perhaps.
Yeah. We'll take a look.
We're going to discover that airplane, figure out what's going on with that, and we'll figure out what happens with this lady.
We're bringing you all the updates.
Minute-by-minute updates over here.
That'll be interesting to see.
We need to come up with our own little, like breaking news for like the intro to OT, like, or just something like off the top of my head, something I'm making up, just like a something like that. Like, I don't know. I'm just riffing, making stuff up.
Never heard anything like that before. Yeah. That's,
just something I'm making up, like some, you know, kind of breaking news type thing.
Well, when both the girls are free, will they be friends again? Or as convicted felons, will they not be allowed to associate with each other?
It's probably not a good idea to be friends.
Probably again. Not.
I would imagine you wouldn't even want to be. Like, if you were really healed and trying to move on with your life, I don't think you'd want to be friends.
Probably not.
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah. No. And I'm sure the victim definitely doesn't want to be.
No.
I don't think she's going to want to, you know,
no.
Do a make good.
Hey, remember
but
me?
You never know.
Stab me a bunch of times.
You never
Bye.
Know.
Hey.
There are people out there that are better than us.
There are.
Better human beings than us. Wouldn't that be quite the forgiveness?
I don't remember where I landed on that one. I'm just like trying to rethink that case.
I'll be honest, I don't really remember that story at all.
Yeah, there was a lot of planning that was involved in that.
There was.
There was also some debate on her age when she was diagnosed with schizophrenia. But
I don't really remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just remember not thinking that middle school girls should be given life sentences.
Well, and especially because they didn't even kill her.
Yeah.
It's tough to justify that.
They tried to, though.
They tried. They certainly did.
If that girl, if I remember correctly, if she didn't have the strength to pick herself up and walk up to that main road, she would have definitely died.
You know,
definitely.
That's a fucking awful story. This is really bumming me out. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
But she lived, Mike. She survived. She's probably thriving now.
Is she? I hope so. Speaking of thriving, our girl Gypsy Rose is at AEW wrestling events. Is that an OT worthy update? She's going to fucking wrestling with her. It's her husband, right?
Yeah.
Who's clearly a big wrestling fan.
She's living
Picked
her, best
her up
life.
In his fucking Bret Hart car.
Had everybody fired up because it said Hitman on it. Little did they know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's unfortunate for him. He was just trying to be a good wrestling fan.
Right.
Oh, that poor man.
It's a little tone deaf, but that's all right.
Well, he was a Hitman fan before, and then he can't help who you fall in love with.
Absolutely not. Is Gypsy going to be in the booth at the Super Bowl as a personal guest of Taylor Swift? Yes or no?
No.
Is that a thing?
No. I just made that up.
No, I don't think so. I thought you meant in the commentary booth, and I was like, oh, I hope not.
Hi.
Who's going to be like fucking Joe Buck and Troy Aikman or whoever does Gypsy, the shows? Yeah. And Gypsy Rose. Hey, everybody. I'm Joe Buck alongside Troy Aikman and Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Recently released felon Gypsy Rose is in the booth with us today. Gypsy, who do you like in this game?
How many milk crates they'll have to put her on just to be in the same screen? Because she's real short, right? Like, just all fucking Buck standing there with a stupid ass smile and Troy Aikman standing there just, you know, being the handsome devil he is. It's not even Troy Aikman anymore, is it? Didn't they replace him, or does he still do it?
I don't fucking know
who does the commentary.
So, Gypsy, what does Mahomes have to do this evening to beat the 49ers? How many touchdowns does Kelsey need to have in order to get Taylor to eat his asshole tonight? What say you, Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
She starts talking about wrestling, and fucking Ian and I are just like, yes, it's the greatest Super Bowl ever.
I mean, she would eat Travis's asshole if I was Taylor, so I don't think he needs any yards or touchdowns.
There's a police report that I got a hold of that I found on Reddit that I wish I would have had when we did that, cover that show. You had mentioned that to us.
You know, kayfabed off the air.
Maybe we'll have to like do like a bonus OT on that report because it changed my opinion on some things.
Really?
What?
I didn't realize the state that everything was in.
Missouri?
No, like like the state of Dee Dee and Gypsy's relationship, the dynamic, the fact that Dee Dee was pretty ill when she was murdered, that she was in a wheelchair herself.
Really?
Yeah. And that Gypsy had already, it was established that she could walk and stuff, that she had gone to Walmart and bought some things.
Do we know that Dee Dee was actually confined to a wheelchair, or was she kind of, you know, doing the whole
fakey?
Yeah, that she,
fakey.
There's a bit of a history.
Yeah. It sounded like she for real was in a wheelchair.
Wow.
She was pretty sickly.
I
have some thoughts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's save that. We'll put a pin in that one.
Just be careful. Mike Namapot took a lot of shit for his views on Gypsy Rose. You want to jump on that train?
Well, we all thought she should be put away for. I thought she should be put away in a mental health facility.
You like and I Morgan thought Geiser. That he. Yeah. Oh yeah, thought there should be parades.
Yeah. Why did you get so much shit and then I didn't get any?
Oh, I don't know. I don't read any of the responses to people. I assume I got a lot, but I don't ever check any of that stuff.
They thought he was a little bit harsh in his view of what should happen to her and her.
I didn't think she should be locked up forever. I think she got the appropriate punishment. I don't think we should have thrown away the key.
Well, I mean, whatever I think of reading a past report or anything that she's doing now, it doesn't matter. She did the time.
Yeah.
That she served her time.
No matter what you think, she's her time. She's a free woman.
It's not really relevant. Like,
I hope she does well with the rest of her life.
Yeah. Hey, Taylor, why don't you have her in the booth? Or the booth. She's already going to be.
No, pal, that's me, Joe Buck.
She's already going to be.
She will not be in my booth.
Have her in the suite for the game, maybe. Get her one of those Chiefs coats. Come on. It'll be awesome. Get her some red lipstick, Kelsey coat custom.
Anyways.
I got one more story.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think it's kind of interesting.
That's why you said the best for last.
That's right. Cautionary tale, perhaps, if you're a convicted murderer. Manson family cultist Bruce Davis has parole hearing postponed after appearing on a true crime podcast.
Have we ever covered Marilyn Manson? Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Oh.
So just the fact that you guys started that rumor about him removing his ribs so he could suck his own cock. We covered that.
That's right. We did start that rumor. Remember when he was blamed for Columbine?
Yeah, I do.
He had a pretty articulate response to all that, too.
He used to be a really smart, or come off as a really smart guy. He didn't do himself any favors in later years.
That 25-year anniversary is coming up next month. Columbine. March of 99, I think, right? Or April? March or April?
It was 420. It was 420.
It was Hitler's birthday,
April 20th.
April 20th. Sorry, 2 months.
It was April 20th. Because then wasn't there one of the bombings? Was it Oklahoma City?
Mm-hmm.
Was April 20th also. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Hitler's birthday, right?
Mm-hmm. And I believe it's Hitler's birthday, and it's when all those drug addicts do their weeds and stuff.
There's a lot going on that day. Well,
it's all bad people. My book. My book. It's no good.
Put him in jail. Throw away the key, Mike.
Hey, that's why I'm straight edge. My whole life I've been straight edge.
Bruce Davis, a member of Charles Manson's murderous cult that committed a series of California murders in 1969, had his latest parole hearing postponed after appearing on a true crime podcast. Davis, who wrote in a Christmas card to the interviewer that he was looking forward to the hearing, wound up having it postponed after parole commissioners voiced concerns. "I've yet to hear the podcast," Davis told Fox News Digital in email before asking about it. "Does it sound as if I'm glorifying Manson or my crimes?" Davis gave two phone interviews with Keith Revere, a former prison chaplain and the host of The Lighter Side of Serial Killers. That's a show, The Lighter Side of Serial Killers.
Oh, and we get shit for making jokes during shows.
In February and April of last year, about his Christian faith in prison and the book he was writing behind bars. "He wanted my help and the help of my followers to ask him questions about his past to jog his memory for stories for the book," Revere told Fox News Digital. They discussed Davis's first encounter with Manson, life on the cult's Los Angeles ranch, and anecdotes about other members and people in Manson's orbit, including the Beach Boys. Davis described Manson as a, quote, "little undersized person with outsized influence over his followers." Little undersized person.
I mean, he was really short.
I feel like that's going to be the new PC term for like a little person is undersized person.
Yeah, he's just a little undersized person.
It actually sounds worse, like undersized.
It's very demeaning. You're an undersized person.
Which is, maybe it makes sense then to call like a piece of shit like that, like undersized person. Yeah. I forgot about all that Beach Boys connection stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, they were real close to all that.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy was not at the Tate or LaBianca murders. He got that other guy, Gary Himmon. Davis, 81, has been denied parole dozens of times since his incarceration in 1972 for his role in the murders of Gary Himmon, a 34-year-old musician and friend of several Manson family members, and Donald Shorty Shea, a 35-year-old Hollywood stuntman. So that's like on the same day they went and drove that guy out to the desert somewhere and killed them too. I don't remember exactly what the deal was, but he did not kill either of the victims himself and was not accused of taking part in the home invasion murders that killed Sharon Tate and four others. So, yeah, he may have blown his chances for parole because he was on a podcast. So we'll see if we can get him on this podcast. Maybe keep him in jail a little bit longer.
How are they allowing these people on podcasts?
It's just a phone call interview.
But they're monitoring it, right? Like, I mean, I guess.
You can make phone calls.
To do media, though? Like, you're allowed to do media?
This.
But it doesn't seem like you're not. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm trying to think. Yeah. I thought it was not allowed without like all this special permission and bells and whistles.
I don't know. Like Richard Kuklinski, all those, like that HBO special was filmed in prison. And stuff.
But also, how many people got paid off of that, though? Yeah. Like the prison and everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
So maybe they let them do it and then it's like, all right, shoot yourself in the foot. Go ahead. Run your mouth.
The parole board got word of it, and they're like, really?
So who can we get?
What's her name?
You'll be in Florida soon. Can you get Casey Anthony for us?
Oh, I've tried.
I have a seat for her right here. It's called my face.
The other girl. We could get the other one.
Jodi Arias?
Jodi Arias.
Yeah. Nah, you guys can have her. I don't care. Declan can have my seat for that show.
Someone sent me her address to write to her in prison. Yeah,
yeah, you can write to her.
Yeah. Oh, in prison. Yeah, I was thinking like home. I was like, that's creepy.
I talked about doing it a long time ago, years ago on the show, and just another promise I never followed through on.
Yeah, well, we were joking around.
We're all good at that. Do you know how many letters she probably gets a day, though?
Yeah.
Maybe not a ton, but
some handful. I don't know.
two or three, maybe.
Yeah, I guess now that I think about it, she probably doesn't get a lot of letters. Like, who the fuck's writing her?
Do it interesting, like write her that like you're in the Donner Party on your way to California or something. My dearest Jody, it's been 47 days since we've left the East and headed for, like, write her from and date it in the 1800s, like you're in the Donner Party. See if she writes back.
You do that, or you just like put like some rose petals in it and spray it with like some cologne, like my dearest love. Like, well, not actually my dearest love, but my two podcast associates think you're real hot. And frankly, I wouldn't marry you, but we have a podcast and we'd like you to come on.
P.S. Do you still take it in the ass?
Because if so, sign me up now. Now I'm interested. Now I'm listening. Also, I heard your cookies are dynamite.
What's the cookies?
Didn't she used to sneak into his house and bring cookies?
I don't know.
There was one time he came home and she had broken and was
she broke in and left him cookies. Yeah. See, I remember some stuff.
Yeah.
This was the part of the debate, though, where it's like you could look past it.
No! Fucking this psycho crazy woman breaks into your house to leave cookies. They weren't pizza rolls. They weren't hot dogs. It was fucking cookies.
Wait a minute. She likes it in the pooper a lot, and she brings cookies when you're not home, and these are bad things.
Brings cookies?
Come on.
No, she breaks into your home and leaves cookies.
Stop it.
Look, and I also know we're talking about a dude that abused her, so, you know, he didn't deserve those cookies anyways.
No.
But no, still, the fact that you guys were both like, oh, yeah, she's fucking marriage material.
Oh, she was.
Woo.
She for sure was.
You guys are broken men. You guys have seen some shit, and you are attracted to women who are going to fuck your lives up.
Hey, let me tell you, that was one of the best Patreon series we ever did. So if you're interested in hearing about Jody Arias.
Patreon.com/Necronomapod. Jody Arias waiting for you. I think we're going to do another big one in 2024. Another pretty big subject we'll do. We haven't finalized things yet, but we like to give the, you know, a little something special to those guys.
Something.
I was pretty hammered for that Jody Arias show.
That's true.
Were you? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I was real fucked up. Yeah.
Was that the poker table basement recording sessions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ian was fucked up for every one of those episodes. That was a few months of just fucking drinking.
I have a lot of thoughts on that episode.
I want to say I associate that with the, like, 2020,
mm-hmm.
because
that's when
it was COVID. We had that big poker table, so we kept our distance. And it was also because we were usually record on Wednesday nights. It was also when, because of the COVID, you know, shit, NASCAR was running Wednesday night shows. And I used to have asked Dave to put the race on for me on the TV, and I'd be watching fucking NASCAR. Ian be slurring his words. Dave's over there hammered drunk, fucking partying. Masks on, probably, of course. Not really, but...
You know. Yeah, there was a lot of drinking during that period of time.
Well, for everybody.
Yeah.
Dark days.
It was the pandemic. What else are you supposed to do?
Remember, that's
when we were all going to die, Ian. Yeah. Come on.
You drink, you eat, and you fuck.
That's when we thought Jesper Jared was going to give us a ride home, remember, from his house. We had to walk all the way.
Oh, that motherfucker. Yeah, that one night we walked home.
I remember us walking home, but I don't remember what we were there for, or that he was going to give us a ride. It's when you guys were walking slow as fuck. And I was half a mile ahead of you guys trying to get home.
I forgot about that. That's funny.
Yeah. He was speed walking. We were trying to talk to him.
I walk fast. What are you doing? I'm a fast walker. I cannot walk slow.
You're trying to get in the Olympics? Well, no. Fucking calm down.
I cannot walk slow. I can't do it. I have to move at my pace. But why? I don't remember that. What were we at Jesper Jared's house for? And why did we assume he was going to drive us?
I don't know. I think
I don't remember.
There was some, for some reason, we thought he was going to give us a ride home.
This was during COVID?
It was like right at the very beginning of it.
Yeah, I think so.
At the start, like before we really knew. Well, we were over his house for like the Super Bowl that year, because it was 4 years ago during COVID, and it was San Francisco versus Kansas City.
That's true. It might have been the Super Bowl.
For some, we had an opportunity to leave, and we chose not to.
Yeah.
Assuming that. Maybe wrongfully obsessed. Well,
was
I don't know.
Was the beer cooler empty?
I don't know.
I'm not leaving.
And then we did not get a ride home.
We did not.
We walked in the rain and snow.
There's icy sidewalks. Yeah. I remember speedwalking mofo over here.
Like, I know. We were trying to have a conversation. He was just like,
beeline. Come on.
Get out of my way. I'm walking. I'm speedwalking.
Yeah. Let's go. Come on. I don't have time to just casually walk at 2:30 in the morning.
Good stuff. Well, anyway, if you want to hear about Jodi Arias, check out that 2020 Patreon.
Yeah, it's there.
Where we deemed her marriage material. I will stand by that.
Not all of us did. Not all of us.
Travis was maybe over-exaggerating about a few things. He could have.
True.
Yeah. It's a cute thing to do.
Yeah.
Break in.
Bake some slash him up in the shower. That's a very cute thing to do.
All right, that's the
that was
the overtime I have for today.
All right, anything else? We good?
Damn good.
Yeah.
Bye.